الصوصيان.
يا رب اقول لك انا
اوكي
بسيطة.
اوكي وزي خدش بس هابي موريا كمي سو بيخس زي خدش بس دانيال شير بس يشو فاوت. So yesterday we did the tshuva of the Maram Shik. And the Maram Shik said a big kiddush that normally you're not allowed to eat the suda before, like the Shef said, it's a dinner suda before doing a mitzvah. So that's why it's a lulav, that's where the Mishnah speaks about it. And we assume shofar as well. So the question is, what about before Pidyon HaBen? Especially Bizman HaZeh, that people a lot of times do Pidyon HaBens in the afternoon. So does it mean you have to not eat the whole morning? So the Maram Shik says no, because Pidyon HaBen is if you miss it today, you'll be able to do it tomorrow. Even though you might violate an essay, but you'll be able to do it tomorrow, so we're not as concerned. But lulav, if you didn't take lulav today, true, you could be doing it tomorrow, but tomorrow's a different mitzvah. Today's mitzvah is gone. But Pidyon HaBen, it's the mitzvah of today. If you didn't do it today, you can still do it tomorrow. So that's the, and that's what he says about Mila also. And even though Mila B'Shmini is a big thing, you don't even miss that, but Mila B'Shmini, as big as it is, you could still do a B'Chi. It's not good and not recommended and very bad. But you could, but Kriya Shema today, if you don't do it today, it will never come back. So that's even more chomer than Mila B'Shmini, and therefore they were concerned that you shouldn't eat before the mitzvah, lest you might forget to do the mitzvah. And that's the story. Okay. So the next tshuva we're going to start with is an Avni Nezer, which we'll just start a little bit today because it's a long, it's going to be more involved. So we'll take a quick look in the tshuva's Avni Nezer of page 9, page 20. So he has interesting tshuvas of Pidyon HaBen, and then he's going to get to interesting yesodas. So let's see if we could do the first two pieces in page 20. Bedor ha'osa shliach betoch lamed liftos la'acha lamed. He wants to do Pidyon HaBen to his son. So Pidyon HaBen is on the 31st day. That's what Pidyon HaBen is. So say he wants to make a shliach, somebody to become a shliach on day 15. He's planning to go away. So he says, you know, I'm going away. I'm not going to be home on day 31st. So you are my shliach. You'll appoint him on day 15. To be the shliach. Is that valid? Because on one hand, it's before the Zman. Right? So normally, if it's before the Zman, so then you can't do... One second, it's before this man. So we really, you know, so you can't do the mitzvah. So if you can't do the mitzvah yourself, you can't appoint the shliach. That's the yisod. Kol mila de'iu la'ovid, shliach lo matzi mashvi. If you can't do it yourself, so I can do something myself, so I can make you the shliach. But if I can't even do it myself, so that's the first question, yes.
What happens when a person's not going to be around to bedikas chametz and he asks somebody to do? He goes a month before he asks somebody to do bedikas chametz. When we say even though it's not, there's no chiyuv of bedikas chametz, he can't be manem to do it when there is a chiyuv.
You want to know, in other words, because if you say the chiyuv of bedikas chametz is only Lel Yudal, but even we hold, even if he goes away, he can do it even before Lel Yudal.
But let's say he can. He wants. I don't know if somebody's going to use it. It's not going to be clean. He wants to be mamana somebody to do it. On the right time.
Right, but again, if it's within 30 days, then he could really do it himself within 30 days.
But he's not going to do it himself.
But halachically, he could.
Okay, right, he could, right.
Now, it would be a better shaila if you're saying he's leaving 40 days before.
Oh, yeah, no, that's certainly the question.
Right. So that would be a good shaila. So let's see. Gara osa shliach toch lamed liftos lacha lamed. He says, what's the din? He says, Gam lefane sholozos. I once dealt with this question. Yavni Nezer says, Pasachti kidvarecha, and I paskin, the yochel liftos. Came into achshav yochel liftos, yochel achel lamed. Because the halacha is, you can be proud of your son, even talks mano, if the kohen holds on to the money. So therefore, you can even do it. Yeah, you can even do it in the Toch Lamed. So you could do it. So he could do it right now. He just wants to do it on day Lamed Aleph, but he could really do it right now. That the Kohen should hold on to it. So therefore, he can appoint the Shliach. He says, "V'chein hem divrei Tosfos b'Nozer, v'osa shliach l'hafrish chala." He makes a shliach for fresh chala, la'achas sheyulosh. In other words, right now they didn't make the dough yet, so he's appointing someone to make a shliach that when the dough will be created of my flour and it'll become dough, you should be mafish. But now, I can't be mafish because the dough doesn't exist yet. So Tosa says, "Ba'oshes liach lahafrish chal alacha sheyulish the mahani came in the avshacham yochel lahafrish alachaka chaynik sheyesh biyada lahavi isa ugelis v'omer lo isa zute chala al kemach zeh the chesheyen nilosh." Because he says that. That she has the ability to take dough now and say that this dough will be challah on this flour when it'll become dough.
So I can be mafresh, let's say, from peros that are tlushin on peros that are still on the eighth?
So let's see. He says, the Mahani came to Shafachav Yahoo Lahafrish Alacharkath, and she yesh be Yoda Lahavi Isa Mugugelas, right? The Lomar Isa Zu, the Hekala Al Kemach Ze, the Cheshire Nilosh, Ayan Shom.
Let's get
a Gemara Nozir. Let's get a Gemara Nozir. We'll look it up inside. Okay. We have a Gemara Nozir right here.
The Chorah ain't mafrishim min aptor al achayav.
Yes, so
achayav al aptor.
Let's see what it says here. Nazir yud beis amud beis. El Yosef Masi Ovid. Offishal, yeah, he's the portion of Isis. Yeah. Let's see which choices. This is Yud Beis and Yud Beis. Let's see what he says. Yeah. The term involving violent mods and mafia. The reason he knows that she had been. One second. I'm not finding the choices. When you see the choices, and it says you pay them at base. Let's see. You see it in Ferrari? Oh, here we go. So you'd base them at Alice, it's really on the bottom. Yeah. He says, Isa Zute Chala al Kemach Shia Nilosh, Ram Shabiyoda Kayam, Danger Dover Shalobal Olam, Kame Shabiyoda Lolo Shul Galgal Isa, Kori Shaper Bala Olam, Kame Shabiyoda Lassus, Gedalma Perka Omer Haver, Paris Arugazut Lusha, He Truma al Paris Arugazum Kubaris. Yeah. Because since, but that's a Gemara, and it's Kedushin Samach Beis and Beis. Perish Aruga Zu Lusha Yet Truma Al Perish Aruga Zu Mchuberis Mechashayit Lushu Vinit Lushu. Eventually, Dvar Kayanim.
Even though right now it's Mechuberis.
It's Pater.
The Chol Shebi Yodo Lasso for Slav Kim Chusur Maisadomi, the Yodo Lutolshom.
That's it. He asks you a question, but he gives it.
Used a lot in the Kakarins
organization. Yeah.
In Mafishin Elamina Muka. That's called Muka?
Well, Mukov is a question whether that's the rice, yeah, Ferrari's putting out, but it's calm. Here, the only question was: is it a Dover Shalom Bala Olam? But that's a Tosis.
Everybody holds like that.
Tosis, I don't know. Everybody's is a very inclusive.
No, the Rishonim, other Rishonim, I don't know.
Yeah, but
all right.
Yeah, but that's the Tosis. Yeah, so that's the Tosus Nazir in Beis Avinash. So therefore, he says that the same thing. Yeah, you can make a shliach because it's biyado right now. Sheyesh biyado lahavi isa begulgalas. Same thing with the shliach since. if he wants, he could give the kohen the money now that it should be nifta achalavit. So, so now he can even appoint a shliach to do the, to be the poda on day 31, even though today is the only day 15.
Assuming the money's still there.
So that was the, yeah, if the money's still there, yeah. But then he has another question. And the other question is going to be the core of the discussion that that we're going to see. And then we're going to tie this all in the end. I mean, the Avnei Nezer about postponing mitzvahs and things like that. So let's see now. But a woman make a shliach for pidyon haben. Well, a woman, right, but for saying it's not her mitzvah, so she's not chayav in the mitzvah. So could she make a shliach? Usually, gamkei the mihai, they ain't serve shlichus the pidyon. Says it could be you don't need shlichus the pidyon. The kabbalas are calling gomer lo the pidyon from every kanani because of the echid bal korach from heaven.
That's
assuming
it's purely a fine.
Yeah. The kanani came in the gufa kesef koni l'koyim. Whereas it could be that you don't really, in other words, what does a shliach mean? Shliach means I need to do a maisa, and I'm not going to be here to do the maisa. So so you do the maisa on my behalf, right? Like you mafrish on my behalf. But pidyon haben, maybe there's no din, like Rav Shechter said, maybe there's no din maisa. It's all about the kabbalah of the kohen. So if the kohen is mekabel, who cares if he's mekabel from me? He's mekabel from you. As long as he's mekabel the money for this particular birth, that's good enough.
Can I put it in his bank account? Can I put it in his bank account?
Yeah, put it in his bank account. Yeah, maybe. Put it in his bank account.
If you don't need a maisa, if you don't need a maisa.
Yeah. Maybe he can just, can Zell. Could he Zell? Well, the only thing is, with pidyon haben, it has to be dover shagufa mamon, and you know, I think so this is maybe not gufa mamon and things like that. So that would be the idea. But if I have to give the coins, so I can give you the coins now, and I say day 31, I'm going to be on a trip someplace, and I want this particular person to be the kohen, so you just give him the coins. Now, and what if she's a woman who's doing this? She's appointing, so maybe it should be. So a woman is not chayav in the mitzvah, so maybe there's no, she can't make a shliach. But lemaisa lot. But you don't need a maisa because as long as the kohen is going to on day 31, he's going to get the coins. Who cares how, as long as he didn't steal them? You know, he got them with good intent. We're good. Yeah.
It seems like based on this, we're saying the mitzvah is not on the father, it's on the kohen to get coins.
Right. In other words, the father should orchestrate that it happens. But the Kabbalah, right, the thing is the Kabbalah is a kohen.
It's not so funny
because we make a bracha on pidyon haben. That's usually we don't make a bracha on, like if Soloveitchik said, if you don't do a maisa. So if you're saying there's no maisa, so we're gonna have to see about that. But so he wants to know, could the woman appoint somebody?
Why is the woman appointing somebody?
I don't know where the husband is.
Oh, she,
I don't know where he's, I don't know where the husband is, but she wants to. So he said, the first glance, it should work because the Kabbalah is what counts. But then he writes, the man nasa le'inyan bracha. The vadi makoyin enim rotsu l'kabel lo yoyal apidjan and the scene of Malkorcha l'kabel lo havi nesina which goes to Rashi begin over Beishmol. The hachad asina olam yudin kabbal srab lo mahani Malkorcha. So you can't do it bal korcho. So maybe the coin's not going to accept. So then maybe you can make a bracha. Whereas if the father himself is doing it, then it could be he can make him makabel it. But if it's only a din on somebody who doesn't have a din nesina here because they're not chayev, and it's only going to be because of the din of the Kabbalah, so then maybe you can't make a bracha because you can't have the Kabbalah bal korcho. And then he says, so basically what is he saying? That if the father would be home, the father's away. He's on some, we're going to see later in the truth, the father's away. So let the mother appoint a shliach or do it. So, and that'll work between Kabbalah Sakayim, but the Kabbalah Sakayim can't be Bal Korcho. I think the idea is that if the father would be there himself, he's the one who's mechayev in the mitzvah, he could give it to him and he has to take it bal korcho. So then he can make a bracha. But anyone else who's not the father, and or not the shliach, because here's, in other words, if the father would have made a shliach, then that would work also. But for some reason, the father went on the, was away. So he didn't make the shliach. The mother made the shliach. But the mother doesn't have a right to make the shliach. So if the mother makes a shliach, it's like the kohen is just taking it on his own. And then he can only, and it's up to him if he wants to receive it or not. And if he says he doesn't, then you can't give it to bal korcho, then you can't make a bracha.
What if the mother gives it to him?
You know the famous story is why is there no bracha mitzvah kiddush Hashem? So he says because the person's going to make the bracha, then the guy's not going to want to. So he's going to go. So here, if the father's around, so
give me the breakfast on the desire to do.
Once the father's around, he can give it to him, and he'll have to take it, and then you make a bracha. If the wife is making the shliach, so it's a shliach, so that's not the bal, it's not a midin shlichus, it's only midan kabbalas akoin, so it can't be done bal korcho, then you can't make a bracha. So you can lose out on the bracha. So is it better wait till the father comes home? He's not coming home till day 50. Or do it on day 31. You know, that's the word. It's only the mother's here. So she decided to make the shliach, but it's not a real shliach. It's only a din of Kabbalah Sakayim. And that can't be Bal Korcho. If it can't be Bal Korcho, then you can't make a bracha. Even in the end, if he decides to take it. But since you can, when you're saying it, it's not necessarily that he could take it. So then it's not. So he's going to say on the next line, L'chein l'dayti, she yidcha pidyon at she yavo aviv. That's the next line. That you should be, even though, because when the father comes, it's going to be after this man, going to be, who knows, day 50, whatever it is, but he'll make a bracha. So it's more important, says the Avnei Nezer, that we don't lose out on the bracha, then we do the Pidyon HaBen later. So then he's going to start the discussion, is it proper to postpone a mitzvah? That's going to be the discussion. That's how it ties in to what we're talking about.
But why do they mean the case where she makes a shliach? The chorah, the same din would be if she herself were to give the kesef.
Right, yeah, she's right. I guess maybe pasnish that she doesn't want to be, you know, going to be a whole tzibur there, and then the woman's going to come, you know, pasnished. So she'll appoint a man. She'll appoint a man with a long white beard, like your chef said, you know,
I said that the father has more of an ability to force the kohen to accept the money than anyone else.
Because he has the chiyuv mitzvah.
Okay,
so the kohen can't say he's not going to help him. You know, so he has the chiyuv. So then.
Okay, so why can't the kohen say so what? Like so what? Okay, so like, I don't want to help you. And if he can't, why is it any different? That's going. It's still in fulfilling the father's mitzvah.
No, but he's not a shliach.
Okay, but Cohen.
If the father would make him a shliach, it would be then in a hanami. And the father would make him a shliach, then.
I don't see what rationale we're using to say why the Cohen has to accept from the father, but nobody else.
So I think the rationale is because the he has the chiyuv, and maybe he can't.
That's yeah. I guess so on.
Right. So I guess the assumption is that he can't. Monet is somebody from the limits.
Even though when he accepts money from the other point, a non-shaliach, he will be fulfilling the mitzvah of the father. He will be helping the father for those mitzvah when he takes the money regardless of the father's getting it or not.
Right.
So he is going, even in the case where the father's not there, he's still going to be helping the mitzvah.
Right, but there, but no one can make the bracha then when the father's not there.
Well, that's only because we're assuming that the Kohen doesn't have the ability to accept my whole.
The Kohen can accept it, but since he could also refuse it, then you can't make a bracha because you make a bracha, then the Kohen says, no, I'm not taking it.
So the same thing could happen. I guess going in circle, then the same thing could be said for the father.
No, but apparently with the father, so that's a chiyuv, so then he's mechuyev to accept it to his kiyuv. The shliach of the father also is like the father, but anyone else doesn't have a kiyuv. So then, if the kohen wants to accept it, he has a right to accept it. But then that's his prerogative. But then he can't make a bracha.
Lechora, you know if the kohen's going to accept it. There's one upshot. Even the father, if you know he's not going to, if you don't know if the kohen's going to accept it, you don't make the bracha.
Right, but it doesn't matter. Even if he decides to accept it, by the case that the woman made the shliach, that's because he decided. But he doesn't have to accept it. So therefore,
okay, why are we afraid of making the bracha? What is the?
Because since the kohen has a right to say no. Then
he can say no to the father also.
No, so that's the point. That's the point. I think he's assuming he can't say no to the father.
But let's say we paskin that he can't say no, but he decided to say no.
Yeah, but okay, but that's but it could be it's in the maybe
I mean, you can't paskin what somebody's going to do. You know,
right? But it's quite a good whether the seat of Bal Korcha is. You know, maybe there's an Asina Bal Korcha.
Stuff it in his pocket or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In COVID, someone was called up once. They want to know if they could, people were afraid to do all types of things. They want to know if they could just open up the window. They'll just throw it into the house. for Pidyon HaBen.
Yeah.
Because people were afraid, you know.
About the
Eretz Chaim.
If it's not there,
it's not there. Right. It's about the Eretz Chaim if your eyes go to the end. Okay. So, we'll start from the school right now. Today, Be'ez Hashem will continue. But this is the Avni Days. Now, next time, we're going to see what the Avni Days says to this. Is it right to postpone the mitzvah? He's saying it's better wait till the father comes home not to lose out on the bracha. So what's going to say? Okay, Shia Be'ez Hashem Monday will be Be'ez Hashem at 11 o'clock. And now we'll do Chumash Parshas Behalos. So we know the famous Rashi, Behalos Chas Hanei.